You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello folks, good evening and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 30th of October 2022. Happy Halloween. Maybe that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe it's a satanic night for the cabal and they do their thing. Well, when I say happy Halloween, it's actually tomorrow night, but I'm not on air tomorrow night, so I'm saying happy Halloween tonight. And I know my son and his girlfriend's off on the jolly having a party, a Halloween party and everything else. And it's the bank holiday weekend as well. So happy Halloween for the whole weekend anyway. Right, okay, my guest on the show is a lady I had on in January this year, is Lisa Thomas from the Global Health and Wellness Consortium. And I'll be speaking to Lisa all about all the good news that's happening with her team and with her group and what she's doing, and obviously the things that are going on in the world at the moment with COVID and everything else. You know yourself, there's so much going on and they're still trying to push out the boosters and everything else, and we'll probably get into that and we'll have a talk about that as well. But before we get there, obviously let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, folks, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com, and you can find me on Patreon, which is patreon.com/COWLR, and also PayPal's on the website. And if you want to keep up to date with the newsletter, just go off to the website and type in your email and you'll get sent out a newsletter from there. Also, T-shirts are available, €10 plus postage and packing, if you're interested in them. I think that covers everything. Yes, that covers everything. I think I might have to do a voiceover for that. I know I keep saying it, but I never get around doing it. Okay, right. So we have a couple of things just to mention before we get Lisa on. Loads of things going on, folks. Loads of things going on. Energy's all over the place. I don't know where you're watching the energy. I mean, we had the girl in the universe on last week, and I don't know, energy's just going nuts at the moment. So you never know. We'll see what happens. You know, the next few weeks, there's a lot being predicted, a lot going on. So we'll have to see what happens. Anyway, let's start off with a couple of things that's on my list here. You probably heard that the New York State Supreme Court reinstates all fired unvaccinated employees, orders back pay, says the state violated rights. Being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID. Now, obviously, during the week, you've probably heard, probably a couple of weeks now, that Pfizer expert who was asked about the transmission of COVID if the vaccine or the jab, because we know it's not a vaccine, the jab protected people from passing it on and transmitting it. And obviously they said, oh well, we had to work at the speed of science, which means we had to get it out there, not really test it, and we'd no guarantee. But they actually kind of admitted it now, and I think I said it last week on the show as well. So a lot of doctors and people in the medical industry are now coming out and talking about it, and the pressure they were under, the jobs they've lost, the doctors who've lost their license or else they're in fights with the medical councils around the world, the amount of deaths, the sudden deaths, my God, the amount of sudden deaths, people dying suddenly, it's unreal. And they said that this would happen. They did say that spike protein would happen, get around the body and everything else, and it started affecting people over the next 3 or 4 years. But Dolores was on, I think I had her on last year, and she said that it's going to take 3 or 4 years for the spike protein to go around and start affecting the body. And then she did say this. She said, we're going to have people just dying. And this is what's happening now. That's what we're seeing. And it's just terrible. It really is. It's shocking. Especially loved ones and stuff like that, who were cajoled and pressured or forced to actually take it. You know, some people were forced to take it because of their job, as you know. Other people, they just believed what they were told on the media. You know, they just believed it and they went in and they signed up for it and they got it and everything else. And they're still pushing the boosters. I can't believe they're still pushing the boosters with everything else going on. And people are still going to get the boosters. So, I don't know. Let's just hope they don't go down that road again. We'll be talking to Lisa about it shortly anyway. Okay, just quickly, my week. This week, Goliath was taken on and the person got the results they wanted. It was in relation to mask wearing, and without going into detail, I was on a Zoom call as part of the negotiations along with the individual. So they are now able to return to work without wearing a mask. I know people will say, but the law says you don't have to wear a mask. But sometimes it's not got to do with Irish law. It might got to do with European law, or it might be have to do with terms and conditions of a company. So there was some kind of there's issues. There's more than the you know, the whole Irish law thing issue that was going on there. It was a bit involved. But the good news is that the person is now. I'd like to think it was a win, and the person's now going back to work, which is great. And then they'll be able to obviously pay their bills and pay their mortgage and all that kind of stuff. So that's important. So that was a little win for the man. So that's the second time actually that I've been involved in something that we've got a win. So that's a good thing. Okay. Now I'm going to bring in my guest. Lisa Thomas is currently the Director of Global Health and Wellness Consortium, GHWC. Through her life, Lisa has inspired others through her contributions to the world of healing, training, public speaking, personal development and being a radio host. Within her work, she also has 20 years of health insurance experience with a passion for revamping the current healthcare system to a system that provides true healing for humanity. Fantastic. Good evening, Lisa. How are you doing?
Oh, hello. Hi, Ellen. Good to be here. Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming on. And it's great to have a catch up, because over the months, over the year, after we did the show in January, people were asking me about the cards, that when will they be available and all that kind of stuff. And obviously there's a bit involved with that, but we are going to get into that and we're actually going to talk about it. But we'll try and have a catch up first with everything that's been going on, because it's been mad really over the last few months anyway with the whole, you know, COVID thing.
Yes.
So what are you seeing from your side of things? What's been happening since January? Was there anything, that any developments there? Because you guys seem to be way ahead of us really, because I mean the fact that, you know, I just mentioned there that the New York State came out and they're reinstating the people and they're going to be the unvaccinated. And there's some, I think there's another, Alberta, Canada, your woman came out in Alberta, Canada and apologised to the people as well, saying that they were treated unfairly, like second class citizens. So this is beginning to happen, and more doctors are beginning to speak out. You know, reveal what was going on. So you're kind of ahead of the curve, because we are still getting, you know, over here, the Irish media, I mean, honest to God, they're just a waste of space completely. Complete waste of space. They're supposed to be impartial. Forget that. So what's been happening your side? Give us an update there.
Yes. Well, good. I'm glad for New York that New York did that, because typically New York is one of the states that is more liberal and wants to take rights away. So the fact that New York did that is good, because typically California will follow New York and then the rest of the states will follow. So hats off to New York for doing that. It is awful that these people lost their jobs for not taking the vax. So that's good news. On the other side of things, we are seeing a lot of people getting very sick from the vaccine, people that took the vaccine. And I know that they're not really advertising that too much. But we've talked to from people, you know, in the medical field all the way to people, you know, that put them in the ground or, you know, bury them. And it's been tragic. So we're seeing a lot of people getting very sick right now from myocarditis, rapid growth cancer. So for some people that have had the vaccine and they suddenly developed cancer or it got much worse quickly, we're seeing a lot of that. That's very, very common. And then we're seeing, you know, adults and children all the way down to very young dying for no reason. What they would say, for no reason. There are just a lot of people that are just literally, you know, just dying. And it's we're finding that it's the people that have been vaxxed, and it's very tragic. It's, you know, we tried to warn people, you know, 2 years ago not to do it. And we have put out some people, you know, I tell people every day, if you feel like you have to get the vax, we have a solution that you can start detoxing the second you do it. And then on our one of our websites, we have ways to detox if you've had it. If you've had the vaccine, we want to help you detox as quickly as possible so those symptoms don't take effect, or they're less effective than they have been, because we're seeing a lot of people that are very ill or that are dying from the vaccine, especially if they've had the extra boosters. It seems to be you know, progressing much quicker for people that have had those.
Well, didn't they say something like, if you had the vaccine initially, that was 25% mm-hmm. affect your immune system. And then if you start taking the booster and then the fourth booster, every time you take it, there's a 25% degrading of your immune system.
Then
when it comes to, as you said, we just said before we went on air, when it gets to the common cold, your immune system just won't be able to cope.
Yeah, I've heard it from medical people, nurses, doctors, that most people that had took the vaccine and the boosters, that within a 4 to 5 year period, they will not be able to fight a common cold. Their immune system would be completely gone, and they can't fight anything, and that, you know, it would lead to death. So we're very, very concerned about people reversing that, the effects of the vaccines. I don't really want to call them vaccines. Let's just call them the jabs, because a real vaccine doesn't kill you, right? I mean, it shouldn't. And so we are very proactive in creating ways to do that, not just with products, so to speak, but also energies and frequencies, teaching people how to detox and do things energetically as well, because frequencies play a big role and intention plays a big role on clearing and healing, which brings up another topic we can talk about as well in a minute. You know, we're teaching a class at JHWC and creating a certification program to teach people a very quick, effective way to do energy healing as well. And it's emotional, physical, mental healing, and it's very effective. And that will be coming out for the globe here pretty soon as well.
Okay, so let's talk about, for people who've got the jab and who found out that it was the worst thing they could have done, and they realized they were fooled by the system, are you saying that mm-hmm. there is a way that they can get that out of the system? Because this apparently spike protein and the mRNA is supposed to really get into your system in a way that it's very hard to get rid of it. So are you saying does a way of getting rid of it?
Well, there's certainly a way to lessen the effects. And the sooner you get on a detox, the better. You know, anything that changes your mRNA is not what God or our creator intended for us. You know, we were created by source not to have anybody mess with that. And anytime somebody wants to mess with your DNA or mRNA, it's not a good thing. So we do have protocols that we've put out there that people can detox from the jab as much as possible. You want to do heavy metal for sure. You want to, it's the parasites are running rampant. They're in the vaccines. Cancer is in the vaccines. So we really want to do a detox, major detoxes. And if you're going to get the jab, and you know you have to, hopefully nobody's going to anymore, but if you feel like you have to, then we have an instant jab protocol that you can do. It's on our online healingcenter.com, and it's what I would do if I had to take the jab. And we start instant. The minute you take the jab, the second you take the jab, you can start detoxing immediately. And there's certain things that they can do to remove that immediately. And, you know, from magnets to urine therapy to oregano oil, you put it right on the injection spot, and there's ways to detox immediately, and it draws it out before it gets into your system.
Okay, and is there any way of checking your system after you do the detox to make sure it's out of your system?
You know, there's testing you can do. It's rather expensive. And if people want to do that, they can. There are tests you can take. But really, if you go, we have a whole series of protocols that we have in place. We work really closely with Dr. Group. He's got some great products. Not everybody can afford his products. I mean, not everybody can afford to do that. But there are natural ways to heal. You can use magnets, urine therapy, a little bit of oregano oil. There's so many things to detox, and we have all of those out there, and we're constantly adding more because, you know, if you, you have things in your home that will help you detox, we want to make sure we make those available to people, just for basic knowledge. You know, it's tragic what's happened, Ellen. I mean, it, you know, you go back 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago when this began, and people were like, you know, where they were lining up to get the jab.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, hey, I probably get at least 20 messages a day of people reaching out saying I had the jab, or one of my family members had the jab and they're very ill. They're in the hospital with cancer, or they have myocarditis, they have health, you know, they have all these things. All of a sudden they have rapid effects, whether it's your heart, you know, or it's a rapid growth cancer, a lot of, you know, symptoms of just being toxic, of parasites, candida, all of those things are running rampant because all of those things are actually in the vaccine,
you know,
that they're giving us.
I'd say with everything that's in the vaccine, and then if you add in the conditions that people have, because people's metabolism and what's in their body, any ailments they have might be amplified because of the vaccine,
yes,
is my guess. And
yes.
I said to Lisa before we went live, I think I said this last week on the show as well, that a chap that works in a local shop I pop into every now and again, he is, I met him during the week, and it turns out that he has bladder cancer. And he's not a smoker, although the doctor said that the cancer he had is really a smoker's cancer. And he's a fitness guy, and he just can't understand it. And but he would be a person that would have queued up for the vaccine and the boosters. And the thing is that with all the treatments that you have for treating people for this, it's bringing them to the realization that they were conned and they were lied to.
Yes.
And that, you know, you need to do something about this now, because if you don't, chances are you could be one of them statistics of that sudden death syndrome, because the amount of people they had during the week, I don't know whether you get air news. Well, you obviously get air news in the States. I don't know if you've seen it, but there was a DJ live on air that was died. Mm-hmm. Another actor, he died. He was in doing something. I think he was in an American sitcom over there. And there's somebody else, another DJ Mouse guy was, you know, talking about how great the getting the vaccine was and everything else. And he's dead now. And I also mentioned to Lisa about the Undertaker that's in Milton Keynes in the UK, who's come out and said the amount of bodies that are coming in with blood clots and God knows what.
Yes.
And their business has just ramped up because the amount of people coming in dead is just, you know, unreal. And of course, they're still pushing out the boosters. I mean, people know over here in Ireland, our media is not impartial whatsoever, and they're controlled, and they just push out what they're told to do by the government. And so we don't get impartial news. The one thing that I said to Lisa as well, I think I said this last week for people, because we're talking about health, it's worthwhile saying it. There's a mainstream media station in the UK called GB News. And it's very good because they have good presenters and they give both sides of the argument. And they have good presenters there like Neil Oliver and stuff like that, who are really exposing a lot of things that are going on, even the financial system and the banking system. And basically, they had a lady during the week being interviewed, obviously from the pharmaceutical industry, and they were saying that they're working on an injection or a jab where they'll have a cure for cancer. That's the plan. And she was all happy clappy, and then she said, oh, and it's a mRNA. And I just think, God, the audacity of them to come on the show to say that when we've just gone through all the COVID stuff and it being exposed, and she's there, you know, I mean, the irony of it is obviously she didn't get it. And she's there smiling, thinking, you know, this is great mRNA, when we just know, even the guy who was involved with creating mRNA, or the idea, the concept and everything else, doesn't recommend it. So it's just amazing how these people come out blatantly and they're pushing that again. And hopefully, I'm just hoping that we don't go down that road again, and because they had the monkeypox and everything else. And they, you know, come around and start saying, "No, we have another virus." And, you know, because I know there's some countries, Lisa, that are still trying to push. I mean, the whole idea is a cashless society, the digital ideas. They want to go down the communism route with like China, where you have a score system and everything else. They still want to do that. And yeah, and they will try and push that in any way they can. So I don't know. Are you seeing that over there?
Yes, we are. And I would say anything that anytime our government wants to tell us that they're going to affect our mRNA. I mean, if you look back, and I've done shows on this for the last 3.5 years, if you actually took everything that's in a vaccine and you look at it, cancer is in the vaccines. It's all tied to the flu shot. People that get the flu shot tend to get more cancer, breast cancer, all of those things. So why would you, after everything we've just gone through to COVID, I would really not encourage people to take a jab for cancer. Because I guarantee you, if you looked at what was in that jab, there's probably cancer in it. Mm. So I would be very, very concerned of people taking that, because we're seeing a lot of rapid growth cancer for people that have already taken the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine and the boosters. They have rapid growth cancer. Like your friend, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how did somebody so healthy get cancer and a rapid growth cancer, right?
Yeah, totally.
I have a guy on my team that's in my class, and he was just diagnosed. I mean, he wasn't jabbed, but you know, we're seeing it everywhere. I mean, we are seeing it everywhere, and I'm saddened by it. It's tragic what we're seeing right now. So we're seeing a lot of it. And I would just encourage people to read the label. You know, I've said this before, and it's probably worth saying it again. If you took even what they're doing with the children, they just passed some new laws in the States where they want to give children even more jabs and at an earlier age. And if you took mercury and all of the things that were in a vaccine, you gave it to somebody in a glass, would you drink it, Ellen?
Oh, definitely.
If you put mercury and cancer cells and everything in a glass, would you ever drink that glass of vaccines?
Of course not. Of course not. Well, there's a great video, Lisa, that was around years ago on YouTube, and it's probably being pulled now, but it might be still out there. And this guy says, it's like an advertisement for vaccines. He says, but we're going to make the vaccine ourselves. And then he gets everything you said and the mercury and makes it all up. And he has this kind of, food spinner of a mixer. And he puts everything in the mixer and presses the button, blends it and everything else. And he goes, there you go. There's your vaccine. Take that. And you think, not a hope in hell.
I didn't know that. That'd be interesting to see that video. I'll have to pull that up and share it with my team. And if you gave it to your child, and they got sick or they died, you'd probably get arrested.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
said, hey, I gave my kid cancer cells and mercury in a cup and I had the, or in their bottle and I had them drink it, you would probably be arrested for murder. So why would you allow somebody to put that into your child's bloodstream, which is going to get to their system even faster and degrade their immune system, change their mRNA from what our God, our creator, intended us to be? Like, why would any parent allow that to happen without doing the research? I mean, if you're going to put something in your child's system, you know, at least know what's going in. I've been using essential oils for over 20 years, and it's so funny when people will ask them, I'll say, well, try this. This will work. Oh, I got to do my research on lavender or peppermint or lemon essential oil. Like, before I take that, I got to talk, you know, I got to do a bunch of research. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you want to do that much research on what you're jabbing into your system or your child's system? Like, why wouldn't you do research on that? Right. Well, if you did the research, what you'll find is either they're not telling you what's in there or you didn't read the small print. If you actually read the small print, you probably wouldn't take it and you certainly wouldn't inject your child with it.
Well,
right?
let's look at the facts, right? Let's talk about the facts for people who may be the first time listening to this, right? Number one, when you get any medication, there should be a leaflet with the medication called a pill, which is a public information leaflet. And that should be with all medicine, which should tell you what's in it and any side effects of it. Funny enough, when you went in to get the COVID jab, there was no pill. And if there was, it was all a blank sheet of paper because so many people have pulled out the blank sheet of paper and there's nothing there. The other thing, the psychology of getting the jab. Well, when you say to somebody, right, you're going to buy a car, and they sit down and they're a kind of astute buyer because they're looking at everything in the car, the engine, the seats, you know, the tires and everything else, and MOT and, you know, servicing and everything else. And they do all their due diligence and the research on that car before they buy it. Fantastic stuff. They walk into a doctor and this doctor pumps something into their arm and they don't even question it.
Exactly. It's mind-boggling to me when people say, I can't use a natural product without researching lavender oil to put it on my baby's feet, but I'm going to inject them with, you know, 50 vaccines before they're 2 years old. Like, it makes no sense to me. It's like we have to question our doctors. You know, doctors are just practitioners. They're just practicing on us. And medical school doesn't teach them anything outside of that system. So they're not even allowed to truly cure us or go outside the system. It's actually, they'll get in trouble by doing that. So shouldn't we question that? I mean, as a parent, you know, take ourselves out of it. We love our children unconditionally. Would we ever want to harm them? I would beg every parent, everybody, to research what they're injecting their family with.
Yeah,
it's so scary.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. They need to do the research, but they have this belief system, unfortunately, that you're convinced that the doctors know everything. They know what they're doing. By the way, I just want to say thanks to Hot Lame. Dolores Cahill was the professor who I interviewed last year. And she said about the 3 or 4 years down the line, what would happen. So thanks, Liam, for that.
Yeah.
And for anybody who wants to ask a question, make sure you put Q or question at the front so we can see it. And if you have any horror stories, by the way, on the chat room of experiences or know somebody that have died because of the vaccine or something, post it up there, will you? Put the word vaccine or V or something at the start so I can see it. So I want to read out the stories there. You know, the other annoying thing about what's going on, Lisa, as you know, is that the pharmaceutical industry are the third biggest killer. The medical profession is the third biggest killer, legal killer of people in the world. And because they're immune from prosecution, you know, what annoys the hell out of me over here in the UK, for people who it's been confirmed that they died of the jab, they're being awarded £120,000 for it. And a couple of people have got that. But that's coming from the taxpayer. It's not coming from Big Pharma. And that is, to me, is completely wrong. Again, the taxpayer gets hit again.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And we want to alleviate all of those issues. One of the greatest things, you know, we talked about last time in January was the assurance card, and it will be no cost. So we are so, you know, obviously we're waiting for funding, but we are doing everything we can behind the scenes to prepare for when funding hits that we can get free services out to everybody on the planet. And one of the things my team is really working on is, how do we fix COVID? How do we backtrack and try to put people back to the most original state that we were supposed to be, our original DNA, so to speak, right? How do we get people back there through detoxing and frequencies? Because frequencies are very powerful. You know, if your body is in a certain frequency, it cannot get cancer. It cannot get sick. And so how do we teach people how to get their body back to that state, and how do we help them get there? And that's one of our biggest things that we're working on at GHWC, our team's working on, and preparing everything we can behind the scenes. So when funding comes, everybody will have that, hopefully as soon as we can get it out to everybody. That's our goal. But we are going to have health centers on a global scale where people can go in at no charge and get anything they need. But right now, our biggest urgency is repairing the people that have been jabbed as soon as possible. That's one of our goals.
So what's the situation regarding med beds and stuff like that? Because everybody's heard of the med beds for years. And I know I've spoken to Kim about them. But what's your take on them? Because the whole idea, one of the processes of the med bed is to default your body back to the healthy version of your body. And I always say to people that, you know, your body can do this, because if you go and cut yourself, the actual cut heals itself, and then it disappears after a few days and your skin goes back to normal. So we have the ability to heal, because the body's doing it all the time. Maybe it needs a bit of help with some severe stuff, maybe. But so barring the med beds, what way can we do it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's so interesting that you bring up med beds, because I hear about them. I get questions about them all the time, and they are available to the elite. You know, one of the things Kim said to me probably 6-8 months ago, maybe a year ago, she said, even if we had a med bed, we had one at our home, and everybody, you know, they would be men in black showing up at our house, and they would take it right from us and probably arrest us for having it, because they don't want us to have access, right? For the true med bed that can literally go in and get your cells and your organs back to their original state, right? So if you want the heart and the liver and all the organs of a 25-year-old, right, or a 20-year-old, that's what we want our body to be. So we just don't have access to them. They do exist. They just don't exist for us. You know, only the elite currently have them. And what a comment Kim made to me this week, and you probably have all heard her talk about med beds. She has made the comment that we can all become our own med bed. So, you know, what that means to me is that we have gifts beyond our own ability that we're just not aware of. They've kept us from knowing how amazing we are as humans, how many gifts we are born with. And then they spend their whole life stifling those gifts so that we don't either know that they exist or they're shortened. So people don't necessarily trust the relationship to source, or if they get a feeling or a download, they don't know to trust it. And then we have even more gifts of healing and power. And one of the things she said to me this last week, which is ironic, that it just came up out of nowhere, she said, a true med bed would not be able to be plugged into the wall, because the frequencies are so different than what you and I plug in our television or our computer into the wall. It doesn't even work that way. It's such a higher frequency. So we will have access to those when it won't get us in trouble, but we're hoping that we can also teach people how to do it themselves with their own body, with their own intention, with their own frequency and connection to God or source or whatever you call our creator. Because those things are available to us, and we just need to learn how to tap into them and set the intention and be in the frequency and heal ourselves naturally. Because, you know, there's almost 8 billion people on the planet, and if we had to put them in line for a med bed, it might take us a bit to get to everybody. So
I reckon so.
Could be a really long line.
Yeah, I reckon so. But here's the thing, Lisa. People are fundamentally, well, let's just say they want to take the least path of resistance. And we have, I've seen it myself, family members who just want the pill. Just give me the pill, because I can't sit down and meditate, and I can't do this and I can't do that. So for them, maybe the med bed is the right thing, because not everybody will have the energy or ability or knowledge to be able to do it, or the desire to do it. That's the only thing, because
or the belief system. Right? Yeah, they might have such limiting beliefs, or truth be told, they might just be lazy, and they're like, you know what, just give me the pill, give me the skinny pill, give me the healthy pill, give me the cancer pill, and just do the work for me. I think knowledge is power. I think for those of us that want to learn and understand our DNA, we will do the work. But I agree with you. There'll be some people that, for whatever reason, maybe they're too sick, maybe their belief system won't let them go there, many reasons why we will have to make those available for people, and we will. But in the meantime, we're doing everything we can to teach people how to heal themselves. And by the time we get there, you know, there'll be a lot more healthy people on the planet. And that's our goal.
That's the aim, to get people off, because get people off the medicines. You know, I did see a quote during the week. And I read it and I thought, God, that's so upfront and honest and in your face. And people don't even see it. And it was something, the quote was something got to do with, given the power to the companies, the pharmaceutical industry, to produce the tablets and medicines we need to heal ourselves, are the same people that benefit from making money from selling them medicines. So why would they want to heal us when, because then we can't buy the medicines? And obviously, I did see a lady who worked for Big Pharma. This is going back 20 years ago. She did an interview where she was talking about it. And she said, and I've said it before on the show, that the whole idea of Big Pharma is not to cure you at all. It's supposed to be the management of your symptoms by giving you tablets and your perpetual payments of, you know, like diabetes is a regular thing. Every month they go in, you know, to get the insulin and everything else. And this is the whole idea. It's that's the whole idea. So a company who depends on the profits by selling you the drugs, why would they want to cure you? Because if they cure you, then obviously you won't be buying the drugs and they won't be making money.
You're right. You're absolutely right. They have no incentive to do that, right? We will put insurance companies and Big Pharma out of business if that were the case. And, you know, when I came on to this position, long before I was given this role, this job, I had no idea I would ever be in this position. Because Kim surprised me with this job. I had no idea. But one of the things we talked long before I got this job is we want to turn the medical system, we want to turn it upside down. So we want to incentivize doctors when their patients don't get cancer or heart disease or myocarditis. We want to say, okay, we're going to pay you more for keeping your patients healthy and not dying of those things or being sick of those things. I mean, imagine if oncologists were not required anymore. Right now, there's a lot of great oncologists and great doctors, and they're doing what they think and what they know is to be best. But imagine if they said, you know, I no longer have to treat people for cancer. I do everything preventatively, and I get paid very well to keep my patients healthy. Then a natural progression is, you know, we don't need that much health care, because our insurance will be free, and we won't need Big Pharma anymore. And I know that's not what they want to hear, but that's ultimately is our goal, is to bring healthcare free to the people and incentivize the doctors to use preventative healthcare so that they never get to the heart attack and never get to the cancer. That's really that's what we're going to do at GHWC.
Brilliant. There's something in the back of my mind something that I remember years ago saying, and it's something got to do with either Chinese or Japanese doctors. I think it was Chinese doctors. And there's certain doctors that or certain areas where the doctor is rewarded for the less patients he has rather than the more patients he has. Because if he's more patients and they're repeating, the patients are coming back, returning, then obviously he's not very successful at doing his job. So the less patients he has, the more rewards he get. And that's maybe, as you just said, you know, that's the whole idea. You know, I mean, maybe we shouldn't need doctors. Maybe we'll all be kind of healing ourselves. But at the moment, you know, if you go into a doctor's surgery and there's only like, you know, in the day, two or three people there because everybody else is taking the right stuff and, you know, alternative stuff. I mean, we also have to look at the food as well and our environment as well, because the food is terrible. I mean, we all know that even the fruit and veg that we grow, I mean, the quality of the fruit and veg is terrible. We've chemtrails coming down and it's, you know.
Yep. And water we're using to feed the fruits and vegetables, the water we're putting in our body and the ground are covered with pesticides. You can't get around it. The rainwater, everything's covered between chemtrails, pesticides, and everything they spray on us. But I agree with you. Food is medicine. Water is medicine. You know, how the quality of our food and water is key to what, you know, but also we're dealing with, you know, vaccines and, you know, everything else we're putting in our body. But we have to get away from processed foods. We have to get away from genetically modified, you know, GMO stuff. We really have to get back to healthy soil, healthy water, healthy food, because that really is a big part of who you are. How you look, your skin, your intestines, your digestive tract, everything is based on what you're putting in your body, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, we can't control our environment all the time, right? If they're dropping chemtrails until they don't, we have to make sure that we are doing everything we can on a continual basis to detox from that. I always recommend people do detoxing more than ever. And I do shows with a gentleman doctor group once a month. They're live Q&A. People can come on every month and ask questions. And we have, you know, I remember seeing an article probably 15 to 20 years ago, Ellen, and it was written by a doctor. It's not online anymore. They've taken it off since then. But it basically said that every single person who got cancer had to have a parasite and a fungus, right? Mm-hmm. Which is typically it's a candida or some form of candida just happens to be the one that we have overgrowth. It's when candida takes, it has too much stuff going on in your gut and it takes over. Mm-hmm. And they said, everybody who has cancer, every single person has parasites mm-hmm. and a fungus in their system. So I remember telling people we should do a detox, you know, at least once or twice a year. But honestly, I think people right now, and the good thing is Kim has stopped a lot of the frequencies that they were sending with etherical parasites. Now they're still in the jabs. But so our body was spending so much time just trying to hold off, you know, like you said, if you got the jab, your immune system is going to be depleted, right? And if you keep taking the boosters, every time you do it, it's going to be worse. So if somebody's constantly hitting you with toxins, which they are between chemtrails, food, vaccines, and everything else, you know, we're doing, they were sending etherical parasites to us. So people are right now, and we work with people that are on biofeedback devices, and I hear it every day. We're seeing so many people that are covered in parasites. Their whole gut is taken over with their whole body. They travel throughout the body, liver flukes. They get into your brain. They go everywhere in your body. So people are having a lot of issues with that. So imagine if they stop sending them, our bodies would naturally have more energy to just heal ourselves. So we're kind of get to that place also. It's going to be easier because the frequencies aren't coming energetically anymore, our body will have more energy to thrive. And so, you know, if you give it a little bit of time, you detox, get rid of all the old junk, and the new frequencies stop coming, our bodies will be in a natural, better healing place because we're not spending all of our energy just fighting what they're sending to us, right? Now, we still have chemtrails. We still have food and water we have to look at. But that is one big step that I know that Kim Gogan has made to stop those frequencies. She's blocked a lot of them, removed the systems that were sending them out, and we find new stuff all the time. But she has made it very clear that those things will no longer be coming our way the way they were sending them. Now they're still, like I said, in the jabs and so forth. So that's a good thing, but we're constantly encouraging people to maybe do those detoxes. You can do them at home. You don't always have to, you know, there's very inexpensive ways to detox from parasites, candida, things like that. I would encourage people to do it probably every quarter right now until they're toxic free. And then you want to clean your gut and your colon. And you want to do the heavy metal detox last. So you want to get to your gut and colon and then parasites. And then you want to do heavy metals because heavy metals attribute to not just death, but autism and all kinds of other things that we're seeing. And it's coming on so fast. That's the scary part is people that are getting, you know, I had a gentleman call me and said, hey, I have a friend. He's taken 3 jabs. And he wants to know, and he's really, really sick with cancer. How can I help him? And I said, well, honestly, if you're continuing to take the jabs, they're killing you faster than we can heal you.
Yeah.
Because it's so rapid, Alan, mm-hmm. that we can't, as healers or people doing preventative, like they're killing the people faster than we can detox them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's just funny that you mentioned about the fungus and the candida. I interviewed Dr. Simoncini. He's an Italian oncologist, and they took his license away. But basically, he was healing people. I'll say cure because at the time he was a doctor. Curing people of cancer using sodium bicarb. So he'd use a cannular straight to where the tumor was. And he said breast cancer 6 days would be cured because he found out that cancer was a fungus. And what he did was he had the cannular going straight to where the tumor was or to where the fungus was. And he started washing the fungus because the fungus was an acid. And he started washing the fungus with sodium bicarb, which is an alkaline, and you could see it. He had it on camera, and you could see it disappearing as he washed it away. And if you go over to Dr. Simon Simi's website now, what you can do is you can, if you have cancer, you can go and look up what cancer you have, and he'll recommend what process that you have to do with the sodium bicarb. Now, not everybody can obviously get a cannula, because obviously that's a, doctors would need to do that, but there's other ways of treating it as well. And another quick story I want to tell people who haven't heard of this is that we know the benefits of sodium bicarb because it's an alkaline, and you have to be very careful with it because you don't want to change in the pH balance of your stomach as well, your stomach acid, because that's there for a reason. But if you do it the right way, in a proper way, then obviously it can help you as well. And a chap I know, his daughter was diagnosed with leukemia, and obviously she was being treated for that. And when he went up to the hospital one day to see her, he looked at the actual drip at the side of the bed, and on the, and I have a photo of this, and on the drip was sodium bicarb.
But they, and for people that don't know what sodium bicarb is, it's baking soda, right? So yeah. It's very inexpensive. You want to get aluminum-free baking soda, because aluminum's not good, right?
Exactly. And you know the difference. The difference with the, if it has an anti-caking ingredient in it, which is the aluminium, you'll get the fine stuff. That means the aluminium is in it. If you get the good sodium bicarb that doesn't have the aluminium in it, it's all lumpy, which is the stuff I have. And you can buy that. So you want to get sodium bicarb. I would call it, I wouldn't even call it baking soda, because I, something in the back of my mind tells me there is a chemical difference somewhere along the line. Maybe there isn't, but I would call it sodium bicarb rather than baking soda, just to make sure you get the right stuff. But it has to be lumpy. But there you go. There's a typical example of something. I mean, imagine people, if they got cancer and they say, and the treatment is, oh yeah, you do X, Y, and Z, and then you'll get rid of your cancer. How much money would the pharmaceutical industry lose regarding chemo and radiation if people could just go into the local shop, buy sodium bicarb, bring it home, and treat the cancer?
That's tens of thousands of dollars per patient, right? And if everybody were to research sodium bicarbonate in cancer, and just make sure you get a good one, because if you just went to the store and bought it, it's a dollar off the shelf, right? To buy a box of sodium bicarbonate or baking soda, it's a dollar. But if you spent $3 or $5 on a higher quality version, making sure there's no aluminum, and you just took that, I think you put, I don't know if it's 2 tablespoons or 2 teaspoons a night, every night before you go to bed, supposedly that helps with cancer. So it puts your body in the right pH balance, and your body's in the right pH balance. Cancer cannot live in that environment. And so we always want to give suggestions that are, what people can get very inexpensively anywhere in the world and help themselves naturally. And that's one of the ways that we know that helps with cancer, and just getting your body in the right pH state, right? And it's very inexpensive to do so.
Okay, so one of the things that I've said before on the show about checking your pH state is to have the litmus paper, which you can buy in a local chemist. And basically what you do is when you go to the toilet, first thing in the morning, you actually go to the toilet on the litmus paper and then check the pH of that compared to, and match it up and see what it says. And obviously the neutral area for pH, my understanding, is 7. Now, over here in Ireland, we have our water, which is fluoridated, and they put all these chemicals in it to make a 7. But if you get spring water, for example, and you actually put in some sodium bicarb, it'll raise the alkalinity of that maybe to about 7.5 to an 8, which is quite good. So I would, I wouldn't be touching the water, obviously, over here in Ireland. But, I mean, I think there's only 8 countries in the world that are fluoridated, and Ireland has been fluoridated since 1963, 64. So we've had it
here
in the water supply.
In these states, we have a lot of cities that most of them put fluoride in the water. So, yes, I would agree with you. One of the things that Dr. Group recommends, and I personally have gotten one recently, and so has Kim and a lot of people on our team, is he's saying distilled water is actually the best water. And you can buy a machine for as little as $150 US dollars to have your own machine that gives you 2 or 3 gallons a day of distilled water. He said there's a myth around people think, oh, distilled water has no minerals in it. It's mineral, but it's actually the opposite. Is if you drink any other water. It's actually filling your body with, it's hardening you on the inside because of all the calcium and all the things that are not natural that are going in our system. So he's saying that distilled water is actually the best because it's what natural rainwater is, and it's the water you find in fruit and vegetables is actually distilled water. So he's saying that's the best. I actually have a machine. I like it. The water is very good. And it was rather inexpensive to get that water coming out every day. So there's different versions, and some people drink pH balanced water as well. I've heard different people say, oh, you don't need pH balanced water. Other doctors have said, oh, it's wonderful. So there are some mixed things, but distilled, it seems to be very good. And you can always, if you don't have great water, you can always add minerals. Do anything you can to clean the water, and then you can always add liquid minerals in and things that will help you. Because our bodies can't really even absorb vitamins very well if we don't have minerals. And it's a basic, we need the basic minerals in our body to thrive. So I would recommend that if people don't have access to good water, is clean it as much as you can, and then maybe add liquid minerals in it to get it in your system as much as possible.
And I would add to that as well, because I had Harry Rhodes on, and Harry Rhodes, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. If definitely distill your water, by all means, get a distiller, but also structured water. I would then structure the distilled water, because the benefits of structured water regarding your blood, when you see the videos and you put your blood under a microscope, and you see the difference between non-structured water and structured water and the benefits of it and blood pressure, especially people who are suffering from blood pressure. It's brilliant. Go on the internet. If you email me, contact us at circlewhitelight.com. I will find the video and send it to you where they take a blood sample off a person and you put it under a microscope. And it's all kind of congealed and it's not moving. It's anaerobic. It's not, I think that's the word they use. It's not moving. And it does obviously a chance of disease and everything else. And then they give her some structured water and they do it. And then 20 minutes later, they take a blood sample again, put it under the microscope, and then becomes anaerobic. And the blood's completely changed. And the oxygen, there's more oxygen. You have more energy. And I have a structured water device, which I bought. And I've done that, and I noticed the difference, definitely with an energy point of view, from an energetic point of view with the water. Now, I know Harry Rhodes sells the device. Now, the device I had, it was a bit kind of, it took a while to get the water. You had to kind of turn it upside down and all that. And I said, I can't be bothered doing this. I want something easier. And Harry actually sells devices where you just pour your water in, you press a button, and it does it, and it takes 2 minutes. And then you put it in your glass and drink it, and it's structured water. So I'm going to be getting one of them off Harry, because it's the quickest and easiest way to deal with it. And they're very cheap.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I was going to say, what do they go? What do you think the price would be, so people can kind of be prepared for that? I love that. I would do that after I distill my water, then structure it, and even maybe for me, I'd put probably even liquid minerals in it to make it even better, and just drink it down. Be great.
Well, what I'll do is I'm going to give Harry's website out, if you don't mind, Lisa, because
not at all.
It's Harry doesn't charge a lot of money for. I mean, basically, I think it was about £50 sterling to get this device. And the website is onlyresultscount.com or onlyresultscount.co.uk. And if you go over there, it's an actual it's a device that you pour your water in and you press a button and it does magnets and all in it, and it restructures the water. And he's had some phenomenal results for people saying, Harry, it's made a difference to my health and everything else. And Harry's a great guy. I've known Harry for years. He's been on the show loads of times, and we talk about loads of technology, and he's big at helping people's health. Same with the oregano and the glycerine for if people have problems with asthma and they're having issues with asthma, or they're having troubles with their breathing or stuff like that. The oregano vape is brilliant. I had a problem, and just for people who probably don't know about this, in December 29, I come down with something. I don't know what it was, but I had this cough and I wouldn't go away. And it was annoying when I was doing the radio show. And I said it to Harry, and Harry said, oh, you need one of my vapes. So he sent the vape over, and he sent oregano oil and glycerine. And because when you use the vape machine with this, it's not like smoking. This is like a mist. It's nothing got to do with chemicals or anything. This is pure stuff, and pure oregano is very good. And the story he told me about it, and I'm sure people won't mind me saying it, because it's quite interesting. Around the time of the Black Plague, there was, you know, people were saying, bring out your dead, and loads of people were dying. And these couple of guys, this is how the story goes. A couple of guys was going around, and they were robbing the houses because people were dying or they were dead. And they were caught by the local sheriff. So the local sheriff said, right, you're going to have to tell me why you're not dying and why not you're not getting the plague, because if you don't, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
And they said basically what they were doing all day as part of their job was working with oregano all day. And they were immune from it because they had oregano in the system. I mean, if people go on the internet and look up the benefits of oregano, it's unbelievable. So I did.
We pronounce it oregano here.
Oregano, yeah. Oregano.
Yeah, oregano.
Tomato,
yeah.
Tomato. Yeah.
What you're saying. Yeah, oregano or oregano. I would agree with that. There's actually, it's funny you say that, because that's a true story. And some of the essential oils, if you use doTERRA, it would be On Guard. If you use, I can't think of the name of it. It's called, it's called something else. But that's exactly true. They had all the spices, right? They were like spice people.
Yeah.
So they had natural oregano, natural cloves, and they had a mixture of essential oils and things, you know, spice people back then. They would travel to all the different places and they would sell spices to the villages and the people, and they were the only ones that wouldn't get sick.
Yes.
And you're right. So they would go in and they would actually steal from the dead. They would take their whatever they had, and people would never go around the people that had Black Plague, even if they were dead, because they would get sick. But the spice people were able to do it because they had all these natural spices and oils and things that they were able to use, and they were immune to it. So I agree with you.
Brilliant, mm-hmm. Brilliant. Yeah, no, that's it. Now, just for the clarity for the website, it's only resultscount.co.uk, and you need the structured water device. As I say, Harry doesn't put a lot of money on these devices. He sells them pretty cheap, to be honest with you. So,
Fair enough.
So, you know, if people want structured water. But yeah, the oregano with the vape, definitely. So I did a little experiment and I got a few of them off Harry, and I asked people, this is going back last year, and I asked people, if you had a problem with asthma or a cough or something, to let me know and we'll do an experiment. And I had six of them, and I sent them out to the six people and I said, let me know how you get on. And I think some of the information is actually on the website there. And the feedback was pretty good from there, you know. So, and I said this to somebody there. I was at a wedding there a couple of weeks ago, and the guy was vaping. And I just happened to say to him, and I told him about the oregano and the vape. And I said, why don't you vape that rather than the chemicals you're getting in the vape? You know, even though I think he said, sometimes he uses CBD oil in the vape. And I said, but why don't you take oregano? That's going to be much better for you. And you still have the effect of blowing out smoke, you know, or the vapor, because it's not smoke, it's vapor. So I left that with him. But yeah, I mean, it's just,
if you vape it, it's going to go right into your lungs.
Exactly.
So people, like you said, that have the coughing, or, you know, just a lot of people have it, emotional, you know, disturbances, and that sadness and things kind of lie in your lungs, just so people know. If there's a lot of grief or sadness in their life, their lungs tend to be compromised. So if you can get oregano through a vaping system, and I take oregano in a capsule, essential oil in a capsule, on a pretty regular basis, because it keeps a lot of things away. It can basically kill infection, even MRSA. You know, oregano oil can take out all of that. If it's a good quality, I always say, you go with the food grade, you know, as much as you can get of the healthiest oils you can get your hands on, right? You want to go organic, you don't want pesticides. But if you can get oregano in your system, it really will pretty much wrap up any infection you have. And it also helps with parasites as well, just so you know.
Yeah,
it's really good.
No, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I think Harry sells distillers, because it's a question on the chat room here, where can you get a distiller? Well, I think Harry does them as well. So go over. I've just put the link on the chat room there to Harry's website. Pop over there. He has a lot of stuff over there. I think he does distillers as well. Right, let's get to the questions and let's see what
okay,
we have coming in.
That's
right.
Exciting. I love questions. I love live shows when you can answer questions. It makes me happy.
Yeah,
to see, that, do that for people.
That's the great thing with a live show, because you can interact with the listeners, which is great, and get questions coming in. John wants to know, when doing a detox, one would have to be careful not to send the metals somewhere else in the body. What does Lisa suggest?
That's a great question. So if you go onto onlinehealingcenter.com, which is where we put our protocols and things, the metal detox is the last one you do. Because if your liver and your gallbladder and your gut's not clean, then all you're doing is you're detoxing, but it's getting stuck and it's getting reintroduced into your body. Because if your colon's clogged and your liver's not cleansing, then it's just, you're doing a detox, but the toxins aren't going anywhere. They're staying in your system. So heavy metal you want to do last, and we have them in the order that you should take them for that exact reason, is you want to do the heavy metals last. Because if you're detoxing from heavy metals, but they can't get out of your system, then they're not going anywhere and they're still stuck in there, right? So you want to work on your gut and your colon and your liver first. And then once you do get to the heavy metals cleanse, everything's just going to flush out of your system. And of course you want to drink as much water, good water, as possible. The more you can get in your system a day, that's good. Also, Dr. Group recommends urine therapy. We've done several shows on urine therapy and it's very effective. And it's on our UNN channel got removed, but we had some glitches. It'll be back up probably by tomorrow fully. And we have all the shows on there under health and wellness, and people can go back and listen to those as well. But that's what I would do, is do heavy metals last and go on onlinehealingcenter.com and do them in that specific order.
Fantastic. Brilliant. And just while I think about it, something that I put on my dinner today is chaga mushrooms. It's a superfood.
Yes.
Have you used that? I've come across it.
I have it. I've never had to take it, but I did my first, I actually had my own little series on our, before we even had UNN, I did a Living with Lisa show and they took my site down on YouTube. But I remember doing my very first show. And it was where I did it by myself. I was on Speak Project at the time. I had a co-host. But when I did my own show, the first show I ever did is, what would I take if I had COVID? Mm-hmm. So that was 2.5 years ago. And one of the things we listed was chaga mushroom. So I keep some with me. And if I ever got sick or got those symptoms, I would take it. But chaga mushroom is very good. It is a superfood. And it does help with all the symptoms that you would get if you had those type of illness. So yes, I like it a lot.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I actually was taking it today with my dinner, along with turmeric, or turmeric, as some people might call it. So they're the two things that I would take now normally with my dinner, as a regular thing, you know, along with, obviously, you get filtered water. And then obviously I'm going to get that thing off Harry. Okay, so let's get into the questions. Let's see what else we have here. John again wants to know, John's great for the questions. Should one get divining or dowsing done in their home? Not too sure.
I don't think it can hurt. So you want it, in other words, they want to like clear up the frequencies and things in their home. There are, you know, unfortunately, they're building homes over old burial grounds. They're, you know, sometimes there can be a portal under somebody's home and energies and different dark things. I don't think it's going to hurt, but I also think that we could probably do it. We can learn to even do it ourselves, because I think one of the classes I'm teaching is a lot of it involves setting your intention and frequency. So when you can get connected to source, or whatever you call it, God, source, or creator, and you can be in the right frequency and set the right intention, you can clear those energies on your own. People use sage, people use different things. I remember having a client in California years ago, and I remember him, he came in for a session. He had a very rare form of leukemia, and came in for a healing session with me. And he said, I really want you to come to my home and I want you to work on my son. And I've had an entity in my house for about 20 years. And every time I have company, the entity visits them and scares them and doesn't want them there. And it was some kind of a ghost or whatever, whatever you want to call the energy of somebody that was no longer with us, but they were always visiting. So I had booked an appointment to go out to his home 2 weeks later. And I had every single day up until those 2 weeks, I would just set the intention. And I would just say, okay, the energies, you're not welcome here. Please leave. The owners are asking you to leave and just leave their home. They don't want you there. It's their home. And I did that every day, right? I would just spend a few minutes a day every day for 2 weeks before I got to his house to do that. And by the time I got to his house, the first thing he said to me is, ever since I saw you, the entity's gone. They're not here anymore. So we can learn to even do that ourselves.
Yeah,
I would encourage people to do that.
I say that all the time to people, that you have the ability to do it. I had the same thing, like you, Lisa. I had a family member who had an energy in their house, and basically his girlfriend felt uncomfortable because when she was having a shower, she felt there was somebody watching her. So what I said was, the girlfriend went away to visit a friend. So I said, don't tell her that I'm going to come down to the house. So I went down to the house, I got sage, and I read out a kind of, let's just say, a spiritual, you know, a poem. It got to do with, you know, getting rid of entities. And I said, we walked around, read it, saged the house, and I said, don't say anything because I want to see what happens. And
right.
So when she came back on the Saturday, and she came back, she said, oh, something's different. The energy is different. It's lighter, you know. But it's just funny that, let's just say, the entity was actually in the room before we started, and watching us.
Yes, and, absolutely. And you can communicate with them, right?
Yeah.
Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there.
Yeah, totally.
So it's all in. I've done healing sessions on people. I've had the most outrageous stories I could share with you. But really, I would tell people, your gifts are unlimited. Your abilities are unlimited. And you have to, you know, you have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in Source. And when you can make the connection to Source and have unlimited belief system, you can literally just have a conversation and say, you're not welcome here. You're uninvited. Please leave. And you can sage your home and you can clear it, and you can do that yourself. You can. We all can. We just have to know that our gifts, we're born with natural gifts. We're born with these things, and we just have been so denied of them and so lied to about our gifts. We are amazing, infinite human beings, and there are no limitations. And so you set your intention, you focus on, you know, what you want the outcome to be. And as long as you're not doing damage to anybody, you're not, you know, doing anything dark or anything bad, then you're aligned with Source, and you're only looking to be better and clearer and healthier. And we can all learn to do it. You know, we all have amazing gifts. Every human being comes to the planet with a gift, and we just have to learn to develop, identify what our gift is, and then expand on it. And we all have them. We really do.
Totally. I normally say to people that, just what would you do if somebody tried to get in your house that you didn't want them there? And they always say, well, I'll just kick them out or tell them to get out. And I said, well, that's the same with energy or spirit or something.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. Kick them out. Now, I will say there's a bit of a caveat here saying, if it's anything like more serious than demonic, then you might need somebody who's a bit more experienced. I wouldn't say to people, try and take that on, because, you know, it could be very severe. But just generally, in the majority of cases, you get spirits who are there for a reason. If they're negative, then you need to get rid of them. If they're positive, then, you know, like, I don't mind. I was told, I was on a call, a Skype call with an individual. I won't say who the person is. And we were talking on Skype, and he said to me that, I've just seen a spirit walk into your kitchen. And I said, that's fine. I said, if they're here in Love and Light, I don't have a problem with that. But if they're here to cause trouble, then I have a problem with it. Then they're going to get out. So it's very simple. You know, you if you want to come into my house, that's fine. As long as you behave yourself and don't do anything bad.
Loving and friendly and you have good intentions, right?
That's exactly it.
I mean, who would you invite to dinner? Would you invite somebody who's going to harm your spouse or your children? Never. So why would you do anything otherwise for energy? Everything has an energy, right? Mm-hmm. Ellen, I mean, everything we do carries a frequency, from essential oils to food. Everything has a frequency. And so when you fill your body and your mind with high frequencies, you want to fill your house. Those are the things around your family, right? So yeah. you would do the exact same thing. It's not limited to just what you can see. We're not limited to a 3D world, right? We believe we are. Many people believe what I can see, what I see is real, but there's so much beyond the 3D that so many people have passed on. Right. So yeah. Many, we could have guides, we could have our grandparents or family members that have passed on helping us. But you only want to invite the people to dinner that love you and want good for you. And the same thing with energy, right? If you just kind of make it simple that way, like you said, why would you invite someone to dinner who wants to, you know, hurt you? You wouldn't, right? Exactly. Wouldn't let them in the door.
Exactly. And and there's no harm, you know, making sure that you're protected, because there's energy vampires out there and there's negative energy around and negative, you know, people yes. around. So, you know, always protection is always good. No harm in doing it. Right. Okay.
Right.
Now, I did say earlier about if anybody had any stories regarding the vaccine. So this is just a vaccine story. And Ali on the chat says she's seen two people that already had autoimmune illnesses that they were living with. One developed kidney problems that were life threatening and she's recovering. The other lady has developed cancer, but just 4 weeks ago, and they say they can do nothing as the cancer is so aggressive, given weeks to live. And then Phyllis said that a neighbor of hers has gone into hospital with a brain clot. So, you know, these things are happening, and I'm sure there's more stories out there. Guaranteed there's more stories out there. Okay, question from Joan again. John wants to know, Lisa, any thoughts? Dr. Hartman is convinced after treating thousands of patients over 30 years in cancer practice that cancer is a disease of location caused by geopathic stress.
That's interesting. I think it certainly contributes. I don't know if it's the only cause, but I do think it certainly affects us. It's a contribution. I think our emotions affect us. I think, like you said, it's a fungus or a growth, you know, it's a parasite, so to speak. Let's just say it's a harmful organism in our body. But I think our emotions play into it as well. I think there's many things that cause cancer. You know, I think when we're angry or we're hurt and we don't let go, we don't know how to forgive, not necessarily forget or condone it, the behavior of somebody else. When we hang on to our harsh emotions, I think many things contribute to that, you know, food, environment, water. And I think that's many things contribute. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer if that's the only thing, but I certainly think it's definitely plays a part of it.
Okay. There's a bit of chat going on in the chat room, which is great. And everybody's talking about sage at the moment. The sage is for smudging for, you know, a lot of spiritual people who want to remove negative energies in the house. It mightn't be a spirit. It just might be an energy in some way. So the sage is you light it and it creates a smoke, and you walk around the house, and you, if you have an incantation or some prayer that you want to say, and that's mm-hmm. called smudging, and you walk around the house and do that for clearing. And a lot of spiritual people.
And I open all the windows and doors, and I give them a place to exit. I say, okay, you know, it's time for you to go. And I release any energies that are not here in love and light. And there's many ways to do it. I just kind of go with what I get a download from source and says, okay, this is the words you need to say. But I always open the doors and windows and give them a way to exit, you know, open up the closet doors, smudge everything, and then just let it go.
Yeah.
And totally. Know that when you're done, they're going to be gone. Yeah. I love that.
Right.
And also I love sage essential oil too.
Okay.
So if you feel like maybe there's something going on with you, you can apply it. Sage is great essential oil. It's wonderful. And I'll apply it. Like I put a lot of things on my temple, my third eye, my back of my neck, sometimes about on my feet. And there's just certain points. And you can also set the intention that if there's anything going on with me energetically that I need to clear, you can also apply the essential oil to your body. And I love sage. It smells wonderful too.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And put, or even in your diffuser. You can put it in a diffuser and set the intention that this is going to continue to clear my space. And you can put your sage in a diffuser as well. Then it's constantly going. You can, there's diffusers that last 8 to 10 hours, and you can put it on while you're sleeping or you're at work all day. And it's just constantly cleansing that space, because essential oils are one of the highest frequencies. And so the dark don't like, they don't like to come around frankincense oil and sage, because they can't exist in that space.
Yeah, the I forgot about diffusers. People can buy them and use them as well, which is a great idea. Mm. You know, fantastic. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is apparently a serious question from Steve. Yeah. And he wants to know, if you were to snort sodium bicarb, would that get into your lungs to help cure lung cancer, do you think?
I don't know if I would snort it, but there are ways to use oh my gosh, I can't think of the word, but it goes right. It's where it inhales the smoke right into your system. I have one. I can't think of the name of it, but you put it in it. So I put, you can do, when I start to feel like I'm getting sick, I put iodine in mine. I put a couple drops of hydrogen peroxide. I do all kinds of stuff in mine, but you can do the same thing with, you could probably put even put baking soda of some sort, or, you know, the sodium bicarbonate in there to get into your system. And it goes right in. It's like a vape, right? And then it goes right into your lungs. So I don't think I've never done that. I've never used that. So I'd have people research it before I'm not going to say, yes, go do it. But I've researched that and see if it would help. But there are things you can do that with, and it goes right into your system. And I would highly recommend that, especially with people with lung issues, because your lungs, it's really hard to get things into your lungs, right? Other than steam or vape, like you said earlier, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm pulling the box out now. I can't think of the name of it, but I'm getting one here because I'm visiting and I have one, I believe. Of course, I can't find it right now. Sorry about that.
Is it a nebulizer?
Nebulizer. Sorry. Yes. I couldn't think of the word. I do have one. So you can nebulize all kinds of things. I put like 5 or 6 items in mine, and I'll tell you, I've never had to nebulize more than one time if I'm getting sick. Nebulizing is very, very good. I can send out a protocol to you, Alan, of what I do when I get sick, and I've never had it not work immediately.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks to Polly, by the way. Polly wrote up on the chat room there.
It's a great question.
Yeah, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll shoot through the other questions there. Joan wants to know, now let's see, we've done that one. Let me go with the next one. Let's see. Polly wants to know a question. By the way, before we go on, myself and Lisa are not medical people, as you all know, and this is not deemed as medical advice. That's the disclaimer, just to be on the safe side.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I agree with you. I'm not a medical trained person. I've done many things. I've been an insurance agent for over 20 years. I've done health and wellness and energy healing, but I'm not a medically trained person. But I've had great success with helping people. So
brilliant.
We'll just Just
to be on the safe side. Okay,
yes,
Polly said,
would
taking homeopathic tissue salts help with pH?
Hmm. I can't answer that. In you know, I don't speak to things I'm not sure of, and I'm not sure about the answer to that. So I don't want to mislead anybody.
Okay, that's fine. Polly has another question here. What about metallic substitutional or interstitial atoms in the body accumulation over years? Can they be detoxed?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not sure that I understand the question, to be honest, what she's saying specifically.
Obviously, everything that you took over the last years, the years of your life, when you realize, you know, we wake up and we've been taking the fluoride and all that kind of stuff, people like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they have
a
certain level of metallic in your body, the toxins. Is there a way to, you know, get rid of it even after all that time?
Yes.
I think that's the question.
That's the question. Yes. I believe we can heal from anything. You know, I do believe our bodies are toxic, but I also think our environments can be toxic. I think our hearts can be, you know, our environments, meaning, you know, what's coming out of the air, the water, the food, but also our people around us, our you know, the 5Gs, the EMFs, all the things that are hitting us. But I do believe we can heal from anything. I'm teaching a class to about 50 plus people. We're going to make it global. And a lot of it is based on your intention. So yes, you want to do all the cleanses. You want to go in the right order, and you can heal from anything. I would tell people, even just, you know, this has comes from many people, but I think it's also very popular in the Asian communities. Get up every morning, get a warm cup of good, clean water, and add half a lemon juice in it. Because lemon is a natural cleanser. Mm. And the warm water, so lemons are just good for you because they cleanse you. But the warm water helps you kind of, it's like if you cook bacon, right? Yeah. You can't get bacon off the pan unless you use hot water.
Yeah.
So if you ate bacon for 50 years, what do you think the insides of your intestines look like? Mm. There's stuff stuck to the sides of them, right? So the only way to get that out is to drink warm water, or as warm as, you know, maybe you don't want to drink boiling water, but you want to drink it warm because it's going to go into your system and start to cleanse. So if you just did that every day, now if you have high blood pressure, you can add 10 drops of even less, you know, lemon essential oil, and it will help as well. It's a natural cleanser, detoxer. And it will help with high blood pressure. There's so many simple cures we have to heal our body. But for somebody who wants to start detoxing and maybe they don't know all, they don't have all the solutions yet, start with that. Start with a warm glass of water first thing you do in the morning and add fresh lemon to it. You'd be amazed at how that just starts to detoxify you and you feel better.
What I do sometimes also is I take, as a cleanser, I take obviously the spring water. And I use the lemon, and I put in a little dash of sodium bicarb. And because I've told people before on the show where I was told about somebody, a chap had an infection, and when he was going to the toilet, there was blood coming out, and he used that as a way to actually clear the infection. But he still went to the doctor to get it checked out, and the doctor checked his urine, and the doctor said it was fine. And fast forward a couple of years, I came across somebody else with the same problem, and I suggested the same thing, and they did it, and that cleared up as well. So every now and again,
it'll help with mucus. If people have having mucus, it helps break up the mucus as well. So it does many things, and it's a really good, inexpensive way to just start the process if you're just beginning. But I do believe we can heal from anything, whether it's energetic, physical, emotional. We just have to know how to do it.
Yeah, totally, totally. And, you know, I would always try and go down the natural route as much as I can before I even touch Big Pharma. In all honesty, I look at if I come across a problem, I say, okay, how can I solve this in a natural way rather than going down the Big Pharma route? Because
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch, wouldn't do that. I'm going to jump a question because it's got to do with one of the listeners' children, and that, you know, that's important.
Okay.
Shane
Absolutely.
Wants to know, his 5-year-old has a cough that she cannot shake. Any ideas? He says, I don't think she would use a vaporizer. Would she use a nebulizer? I mean, I know she's 5.
I don't think it would not hurt a child. I mean, you just want to be careful to put smaller amounts, but I would nebulize my 5-year-old because it's really just steam. They're just inhaling steam.
Yeah.
Right. I would use a nebulizer if I had a 5-year-old, and it would help because you really want to get it into their lungs. The other thing you can do with small children, is you can, and you want to dilute them, but you can also rub essential oils in this case on their chest, you know, and it helps break that up. And the bottom of their feet, it's very good as well because it gets into the feet have the biggest pores, so it goes right into your system. But I would be very, very open to also, you know, maybe break it down with a liquid coconut oil, fractionated coconut oil or something, and rub it on their system as long as they're not like peppermint. You don't want to put that directly on a small child because it could burn their skin unless you really dilute it. But you can put like eucalyptus oil, things like that, right on their chest at night before they go to bed. Maybe like we talked about the On Guard, which is the multiple things. It's got all kinds of things in it, like a blend, and put it right on their chest, and it helps draw that out.
Brilliant. Okay, question from Joan. Does Lisa know of the power of shungite, and has she used it?
You know, I did. When I lived in California many years ago, I had a client that actually brought me shungite. He'd made like little little rocks, and I have a big rock on my desk of it. Like, so it's like shaped like a pyramid. And then I've used it. I've worn it. I like it. If it's real shungite, I really like it. I think it's powerful. I really believe in stones, the power of rocks and stones. And I actually have a book that I'm teaching. I'll be teaching to my class soon. Every rock holds a frequency. Some I use for protection. Some I use for clearing. And I really do like them. Some I'll wear around my neck. And I'm an empath, and I'm very sensitive. So I feel everything, even things I don't want to feel. And I feel everything in my heart. So I could feel like somebody's kicking me in the chest, or I can feel like my heart is bruised because a lot of energy is coming that way. So I often will wear something around my neck, or I've been known to put magnets or healing stones in my bra on the left side by my heart, and it protects all that energy from coming at me. So I do like that type of stuff. Yes. Yeah. I think it can be effective.
I wear a shungite pendant. Actually, well, I was wearing it. I think the string broke. I have to get a new string, but I used to wear a shungite pendant all the time, just around my neck, you know, just yep. in case, you know, just in case. It's always good to have a proper shungite pendant. And you have to make sure you get the right shungite, obviously.
Yes.
And not fake. And I think there's a video I put up on the OIM channel of how to test shungite with a multimeter. So it's up there on the OIM channel on YouTube. And
I love that. I'll have to get that video. That'd be a great one to get, because I think it's important for people to make sure they have the right stuff. But I'm very, very I love hematite. I love shungite. I love magnets. There's so many things you can use for protection, and I do like them. And I have them all around my house. So I have them next to my bed, and different stones and rocks for protection, and nothing can get through it. So I am a believer of that.
I'll send you. I'm just made a note there. Loads of videos for Lisa. Send them over.
Yeah, all the things, all those websites and things. Because what we'll do as well is we post the show, all the websites and then things that we've talked in videos, we can attach to it, and then people can have the show, and they can also have all the things we discuss, so they can have quick access to it. So
yeah,
that'd be great.
Brilliant idea. Great idea. Okay. Yeah. Polly has a question. She says, from my father's two parents, we have five generations of family alive of about 220 people. We have had no cancer whatsoever in our family. Why are we different?
So where does she live?
Maybe she's, where do you live, and what are you eating, and what environment are you in? You know, that's that's very good. I think we'll all...
I look at genetics. Genetics are one thing, good or bad, right? But also your environment. I would look at what are they eating, what is their, you know, because we're also, you know, we're different by our culture, right? You know, Chinese don't get as Japanese don't get as sick as Americans because of their diet and, you know, things like that. So I would look at the environment, what they're putting in their body. Where are they living? Where are they at? You know, is that they have better air quality? You know, are they living in a place where they're not getting chemtrailed every day, and the food is more natural? I would look at all of those things. But that's a great thing. That's a great thing to have.
That's
ask brilliant. Ask her if she'll adopt me.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, Polly, we're going to move to your place. She's actually in Liverpool.
Yes.
Liverpool in the UK. So there you go. Everybody's over to Polly's house in Liverpool.
I'm coming to live with Polly.
Liverpool. Okay, question from Steve. Sage for menopause, or any menopause info would be great. Good question, Steve, because menopause is a major thing for certain women of a certain age, and it can cause major problems. Some women cope with it very easy, and other women are, depression kicks in and they're suicidal.
Yes. And in one of the first things, so I just, like I said earlier, we do a show with Dr. Group every month. We do a live Q&A, and we touched on it this month and last month. So when our website's up, they're reloading everything now, and I would check back tomorrow. UnitedNetwork.news is our website where all of our shows go up. And I would listen to the last 2 months with Dr. Group. So we have one for October. We have a few, but September and October, we really touched on that. And he gave all the ways for women to deal with menopause. And it's not just for, it's for men too. Men have their own version of menopause, but it's for men. And we talked about that. And it, you know, iodine is one of the things we all want to take. It's a, it controls our master hormones. I take Dr. Group's liquid iodine every day. I put it under my tongue or put it in a capsule and take it down. And we discussed all that, and that's something, and I'll probably end up doing more shows on menopause. Because it affects so much of us, and we don't know how to deal with it. But you want to get your hormones in check, and iodine is one of the great ways to do it. I happen to like Dr. Group's products because he doesn't scan them or microwave them or do radiate them or do anything that all of the other companies do. So his products are pure. And very, and Kim uses them. She's like, I love his products. They're the best. Cause she's, her and I are like canaries. We're very sensitive. So, you know, we're the ones that ascended the mines, you know,
yeah.
We feel everything and we know how it affects our body. And we just happen to love his products. But if you can't afford his products, it's okay. Get on something. It's better than nothing. And iodine is one of the first things that comes to mind. We all should be on it. But I would listen to both of those shows this month, October and September. And we touched on that and we gave a lot of solutions for that.
Do you have a website for Dr. Group?
His website, we actually have a link on Telegram, which I'll send over to you, Ellen. And we actually have our own link with just Dr. Group's products on Telegram. So people can go visit the site. Dr. Group and his staff will answer questions, solutions, all of the cleanses are there, and all the shows are there. And they're also on unitednetwork.news. So we really make sure that I think except for one product, because this doctor likes to stay under the radar a little bit because he cures cancer for people. All of our affiliate type products that we recommend, all of the owners of or the creators of the products are actually on our Telegram sites with us so that they can answer questions. It's wonderful.
Fantastic.
So I will send you that link and we can post that as well. So we have an actual link on Telegram. People can go in and say, okay, I need, you know, this is my health issue. How do we fix it with Dr. Group's products? And then they can come on a live show. I believe the next show, I'll tell you the exact date that we're going to have it. Hold on, because we do a live one and people can join Zoom and ask questions themselves. It'll be Tuesday, November 15th. And I have his time zone, which is 12 p.m. Central. He's in Central. He's in Texas. That's what time we'll do it. It'll be but we'll advertise it on our threads. And then the show will be on unitednetwork.news and on our Telegram thread. So I would encourage people to come on live or put a question in the thread so that they can get the exact response from Dr. Group or his staff. And one of the staff members is also a doctor and they answer every question that people ask. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have the inventors of the products on with us.
No, that's cool. Actually, Kim suggested that I should get Dr. Group on the show.
Yes, he's so wonderful. You will love him. I do a live show with him every month. And he's so lovely and he wants to help people. And we have done many shows, I think, on urine therapy and it's free, right? He said this on our first show and I was so impressed with him. He said, you know, this isn't about money. He said, if someone picked you up, vaxxed you and took you to a concentration camp, your own urine can heal you. You will survive and you will naturally detox. And we have done several shows on it and it's amazing what urine therapy can help with. People use it on their skin. They drink it. It can get rid of insect bites. If you get bit by, you know, you're allergic, you go into anaphylactic shock. I got stung last year and I was in anaphylactic shock. And honestly, I had to drink my own urine and it helped me not to die because my foot was like four times the size it normally was. And I had to go see, I didn't go see a medical doctor. I actually went to see my gal that does biofeedback and she put me on the machine for 2 hours, but she said, you're in 100% anaphylactic shock. And if you hadn't come in, you probably would have died.
Wow.
So urine therapy actually helped me with that in the moment. And I've done several shows on it and it can cure you from any snake bite, insect bite. You can actually become immune to all of it with your own urine because urine therapy carries your own stem cells. And it actually puts you back into your natural DNA blueprint that you were supposed to be born with. And, you know, they've taken all that from us and they've made us so sick, but it actually is the one thing that you can get back to your original DNA blueprint of your body, what it's supposed to be. And it, they're natural stem cells and it's free. So I would encourage people, not everybody's willing to do it. I know Kim hasn't done it yet. She was, if I, it was life or death, I would do it. But we have a whole, we have two groups with Dr. Group. One is his products and the other one is urine therapy. And there's actually a thread on Telegram and people share all their success stories, whether it's aging skin or an illness or pain. And we have a thread for that as well. People can go on there and just read all the testimonies and it's free.
Okay.
There's, you know, we're not making money on it.
So I have a question. just urine therapy, because I'm just curious. You got me curious now. Are we talking concentrated or diluted?
It's typically concentrated.
Okay.
And the first morning urine is the best. And then in some cases, aged urine is better. So maybe 3 days, maybe a month, depending on what you can use it for scaly skin to get rid of your wrinkles. It helps you lose weight. It's natural, your natural stem cells. It's so amazing. So I would encourage people to go back and read the other shows that we've done with Dr. Group on menopause, on urine therapy. We've probably done a half a dozen shows at least with him. I have. And all of them, he's so wonderful and he's so willing to help people. And it's for him, it's not about money. It's about helping people because urine therapy is free. We all have it, right?
So, yeah, I know.
It's so amazing. I think you would be impressed with I would encourage you to listen to a few of the shows yourself, Alan, and then bring him on as a guest. I think you would love him. He's wonderful.
No, I think we'll do that. Kim did mention getting him on. So definitely we'll swap links and I'll have a listen and then we'll take it from there. That'd be brilliant to do that, you know? That's fantastic. I do want you to cover, though, something that you mentioned in the show in January, and we just want to get an update on the health cards that you're planning to roll out globally, because there's people who probably didn't hear the show in January and they're probably thinking, what's the story about these health cards? I keep hearing about the health cards. So do you want to give people a description of what they are and what the plan is?
Sure. And if you can always go to GHWC, Global Health Wellness Consortium. So it's ghwc.global, which is the website. And it does give you a little breakdown of what that means. So basically, it's assurance versus insurance. You're not buying insurance. You're getting an assurance card from the Global Health and Wellness Consortium, which will basically take over the World Health Organization. It's the equal to what the World Health Organization would be, except we want to keep you alive and healthy. That's the difference. These cards will be free to every human being on the planet. So there's three parts to it. Assurance being everybody gets healthcare on the globe for free. We are going to try to do, like we talked about, turn the system upside down, incentivize doctors to do more natural products, more preventative things, incentivize them not to give chemo, to try other things first. And if people want traditional medical care and want chemotherapy and want to be on medications for blood pressure, we're not going to deny them that. They still get to have everything they have now except free, but we're also going to encourage and cross-train medical doctors with health practitioners and other forms of healing to get people healthy and more preventative so they never get to the heart attacks and the cancer. So that's the first part is assurance, and that will be available to every human being on the planet at no cost. Dental, everything, eyes, everything. It'll include everything medical that you could ever think of, even supplements. So we'll have a monthly allotment. Maybe it'll be $300 a month per person or whatever, where if they wanted to go buy healthy vitamins and minerals and supplements and water distillers, they have a budget every month that they can put it towards their own health and be healthy. So that's just all free to the world. That's the first part. There are three parts. The second part is essentials. So essentials meaning what we all need to survive in the world. So some of us may need extra food that we don't have enough in our monthly budget to provide food for our family. Some of us may need help with daycare, diapers, formula. Other people say, it's going to come with the death benefit. So you never have to worry about paying for a funeral. It's going to come with full-time care. So let's say you have an adult parent or even a child that needs adult care for the rest of their life, in home or out home or whatever. It's going to pay for that. It's going to be gap in pay. So I'll use the the example Kim uses. She's, if you're, let's say you're a maid in New York City and you're cleaning hotels all day and you're making $15 an hour, you might need $30 an hour to live in New York City to be able to pay to have a life that you can actually pay your rent and not work three jobs and still feed your family. So it'll have a gap in pay. So that maid would get a supplemental $15 an hour for all the work she did to out provide for her family. So it covers so many things, explains it more in detail on our website. And then the third part is pet assurance. So for domesticated animals, cats, dogs, horses, it will give them, you can get good quality food for your pet, medical care. A lot of people say, I can't afford, my dog needs surgery and it's $3,000. So I just have to put the animal down. That will no longer be the case. Mm. You can actually get assurance for your pet and it will be free as well. And there'll be limitations. You can't go out and say, hey, I'm going to spend $10,000 on my dog this month. But if your dog generally has an emergency situation, they need, you know, just vaccines or vet care, hopefully not too many vaccines. I don't give my dog vaccines, but whatever that animal needs, I mean, you're not going to do it for your pet kangaroo, but if you have a dog, a cat, a horse, domesticated animal, and they need any kind of vet care or good quality food or supplements, that's going to be free as well.
Very good. Very good. And when is that going to be rolled out? Yeah, no, that's great. When is that going to be rolled out? Obviously, you're waiting for the funding to come through for that.
Yeah, we're just waiting on funding. So what we're doing behind the scenes is we're doing everything we can behind the scenes to plan that doesn't require money.
Yeah.
Right. As soon as funding's available, we'll have a beta test in every country, make sure that, you know, during that beta test, we're going to have people going out. We're probably going to hire a lot of insurance agents that are current. You don't have to be insurance licensed, but obviously insurance agents now, they're out dealing with employers and employees, and we're actually going to incentivize people to go out and let's say you're an insurance agent, Alan, and you have clients all over your area and you sell them healthcare every month and you get a commission on that. And I'm an insurance agent. So I know that the last 10 years, those commissions for those brokers and insurance agents has diminished to almost nothing. Nobody does individual care in the US anymore because they can't afford to. In group health care, the commissions have shrunk so much that people are getting out of the business or they're just not making enough money or whatever the case is. So we're actually going to pay insurance brokers or insurance agents to go out, explain this to employers and or individuals. And we're going to pay, even though the product's free, we're going to have a commission structure. So if they, let's say you're an agent and you have a group that has 100 employees, you can go now to that group and say, look, here's your healthcare options from all the different carriers. And then here's one from Assurance. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. I'm still going to get paid a commission to offer it to you and help you set you up and explain it. And now your expenses as an employer are going to go down by, if you have 100 employees, you're paying $1,000 a month. That's a lot of money, right? Yeah. That they're going to save every month, and now it's free. So we're going to actually incentivize brokers to go out, explain it, and help enroll people. And there probably will be a part of them as well that the more people are healthier, the more the broker gets paid. So just like the doctors, if they keep their people healthy and have them do a lot of preventative work, they never get cancer, they never have that heart attack, and they're taking all their supplements and doing everything healthy, then they're going to get incentivized to keep their people healthy as well. So that's how we're going to do it.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
You know, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it'd be great when it all comes together, and we'll get there. We will get there. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's still a bit of tidying up left to do, as Kim knows and Kim has said, on the system. So once that's sorted out, then it'll be all, you know, we'll just hit the ground running. It's going to be chaos, you know.
It'll be chaos, but fun and effective.
Yeah, enjoyable.
And give people hope. You know, when people are struggling to buy food or pay their rent, that will never, with essentials, that will not be an option anymore. People won't be homeless unless they choose to be. People won't have food and water or daycare unless they don't want it, because all of that will be provided. And I know what people are probably thinking, so I'm just going to talk about it for a second, is, well, what is that going to cost the country? How much debt are we going to be in? Well, there will be no debt, because when we're born, and you, most people, a lot of people of our listeners may know this, you kind of sign your life away with your birth certificate. That's why it's all in capital letters, like our driver's license here in the U.S. Mm. You kind of, they kind of sell, you kind of sell your soul. You don't even realize you're doing it, not intentionally, but we kind of sign off on the whole birth certificate program, and they take all the assets that, that were supposed to be given to us at birth, so to speak, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so the way Kim explains it is every country has assets, and they're traded every day. Mm. They're always making money, right? And those are supposed to be divided by every single human in that country. So there is money. There will be no debt. So that's constantly trading, making money, and that will be divided by every single person in that country. So that's where all of these benefits, that's how these benefits will be paid. And so we're not accumulating debt. We're not having to pay it back. It's something that is that your birthright. We just have never been offered our birthright. And now it's going to be given back to us. So the people that are thinking there's no way this is going to be communism or socialism, it's not true. It's just going to be an option. You can still go out and pay for your own health care if you choose, or you can come to Assurance and get it for free. And we're not going to force anyone to use it.
And you'll get it like a credit card. It'll be like a debit card to actually. Okay. Yeah.
It'll be like a debit card. Yes.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah, there'll be some limitations. So if you say, hey, Lisa, I have this procedure I need and they only offer it in this country, and I have to fly there and take somebody with me to care for me while I'm there, then there'll be provisions for people to say, okay, you're going to come. Let's say people come from Canada across the U.S. border to get, or vice versa, or Mexico or wherever, to get this treatment that's not offered. We're going to have, you know, if it might be a $50,000 surgery, a $200,000 surgery, and there'll be a special circumstance where people get that approved and they'll get to go have that special thing they need to save their life, or that's considered more holistic, but it's very effective, you know, whether it's cancer or something else. It's maybe not offered in your country. We'll have provisions that will get you that special thing if you need it. So
Brilliant.
There'll be no debt and no paying back.
Fantastic. Sounds like a good plan, and we look forward to it. We've reached that time, Lisa, and a big thank you for coming on.
No, just don't say it. Alan, we could do this all day.
I know. loads more to talk about. Well, look, I'm going to quick fire two questions over to you, if you can give me a quick answer to these. Polly wants to know, John, let's see, where's John's question? Let me just check. John's question is, for a person that has built up of calcium in their head, other than using distilled water, any suggestions, Lisa?
You know, calcium, like your pineal gland is, iodine is one thing for sure. Distilled water, but I would go on Dr. Group's, or Telegram thread. And we also have just a general health and wellness thread where people can ask any health questions. I have people on my team that answer. I have doctors, retired doctors that answer questions. Very good information. But I would go there and pose that question, and probably Dr. Group's thread and our health and wellness thread. And I would, because we get people that was so, if you went to that thread and said, okay, I have any health condition, everything's been addressed. And it's amazing how helpful our listeners are, our followers. We have doctors, we have health practitioners, and they all help each other there. So I would pose that question. There's definitely ways to decalcify the pineal gland, and you know, because that's really what's calcified, right? And that takes away our natural gifts. Iodine's one, but I'm sure there's many others. And I would pose that question there.
Brilliant. Okay, and the last question is, and this is going to be a tough one, is a bit of a tongue twister of a condition, and the question is, can distilled water clear arterial cirrhosis? I think that's the word.
Well, I think it's kind of the same thing we just talked about. I think it's a buildup, right?
Yeah, it's a buildup, yeah.
And so it's just a buildup. We want to decalcify that. And again, it's really the same question. It's just worded differently, I believe. I think that's kind of the same question. Same thing. You want to, there's different ways to decalcify the pineal gland and just the buildup in our system. Dr. Group says, if we're drinking anything other than distilled water, we're turning our systems to stone. because all of the calcifications from any other water are building up in our system, and our internal organs need to be decalcified. Okay. And he's saying distilled water is the best way to do that. And then you can add supplements and minerals and different things, iodine, to help in that process. So again, I would pose that question on those two threads, doctor groups on one, and then our overall health and wellness. And I'll send you those links, Ellen, as well. And I'll post them under the show when we post it, and people can have access to all of that.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant. Well, Lisa, a big thank you for coming on. There was loads of information on the show tonight. I hope the listeners enjoyed the show, enjoyed the information, and you got something out of it there. A big thank you for all the work you're doing, Lisa, at the GHWC. That's it.
Yes. Global Health and Wellness Consortium, and it's ghwc.global is our website.
Brilliant. And is there any other links you want to give out?
Just all of our shows go up at unitednetwork.news. That's where all of we do news Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Kim does special shows, interviews. I'm going to be coming on camera. I've been doing this on just by voice for the last 3.5 years. So I'll be coming on camera next month. We'll have shows, interviews, and then all of our Telegram threads as well. We have about 20 that we manage. And some are, you know, we have for different products, health and wellness, general chat. Kim's on the general chat. She answers questions there. So, and I think you're on there, Ellen, right? So
yeah.
There's so many great things. So those are the main unitednetwork.news, ghwc.global. And if you guys want the Telegram threads, we'll post them. And then all of our health and wellness affiliates and things like that, the people that we work directly with and products that we approve are on onlinehealingcenter.com.
Fantastic. Brilliant stuff. All right, Lisa, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Much
for
appreciated.
Having me.
Just stay with me there for a minute. We'll just go over to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go, folks. That was Lisa Thomas from the Global Health and Wellness Consortium. Hopefully the information we gave out there tonight was beneficial to everyone. Loads of information there. It's fantastic that we have so many resources out there that everybody can draw on or go over and buy and start improving your health and moving forward with that, with everything going on, all the energies happening as well. So it's all good, positive stuff. And I know people might hear about all the fear mongering of nuclear war and all that kind of stuff. I'm just so not interested in it. I really amn't. I'm not in that headspace. I'm not on that frequency at all. I'm just getting on and doing the things and enjoying what I'm doing in, you know, in my shed or, you know, jamming with the band or whatever. You know, I'm just not focusing on, that's just low frequency stuff. I'm not really into that at all. And I can't see that happening. I think it's just all media hype and scaremongering. So I'm not bothered about that. But we'll find out a little bit better next week, maybe. I don't know, because we have Tracy Mahon coming on the show next week. And she channels an entity called Daniel the Acturian. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to Daniel and finding out information from Daniel as to what's going on and what the plan of attack is. I'd like to get Daniel's take on the solar flash and what he thinks is going to be happening, considering we were told, obviously, by SA last week that it should be happening by the end of the year. You know, let's see what happens, I suppose. Let's see what happens. We'll ask Daniel his take on it and see what he says anyway. But I'm going to go. A good night to everybody. As I say, happy Halloween weekend, bank holiday. Hope you're having fun, enjoying yourself, relaxing, having the extra day off. Take care and stay safe. And if you have any news or anything of interest, email me on contactus@circlewhitelight.com. All right. Take care. Have a good one. Have a good week. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.